From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For years now, cities and states from Toronto to Florida have tried to lure the movie business away from Hollywood. In 2008, Michigan got into the game. Since then, it's seen a dramatic increase in Hollywood productions, including 40 films just last year. But now looming budget deficits have leaders in Michigan and elsewhere wondering if a Hollywood blockbuster is worth the money. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
The executive of Wayne County has become a big, big movie fan. Detroit is in Wayne County. The movie that ignited Robert Fricano's passion?
The one with Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino.
Get off my lawn.
Well, it's certainly not Dirty Harry. But it was one of the first films that took advantage of the tax credits the state of Michigan began offering movie makers in 2008. There have been about 129 movies since then. The film incentives have also brought TV. There's HBO's Hung and the critically acclaimed television cop series Detroit 187. It stars Michael Imperioli of The Sopranos.
Got them all fooled, don't you? Rolling into your charity functions, dolled up in your tux like a dignitary, like a refined gentleman. But this is who you really are, Henry.
Wayne County's Robert Fricano says a show like Detroit 187 probably wouldn't have come if it weren't for the state's film tax program. And Detroit needs every job it can get.
When the productions come in, there are a number of small businesses that really benefit. The caterers, like engineers, props, and it's probably thousands of jobs. And it's grown every year.
Fricano says Michigan has given about $100 million in incentives to movie and TV companies. In exchange, they've spent $648 million in the state. And then there are the fringe benefits.
Not only has an economic impact, it also has an image impact.
How many people are going to visit Flint because Will Ferrell made a semi-pro there?
That's Michael Lefebvre. He's with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
What politicians and others are doing is buying good PR. But that's more symbolism than substance.
Lefebvre has been an advocate of rolling back Michigan's tax incentives since they were put in place. He says the fact that the state needs to give tax credits to one industry means the overall system is unfair. Lefebvre says business in general needs help in Michigan, not just the movie business.
We would argue that those other businesses would create just as many, if not more, jobs than the film industry if the state would also get out of their way.
Last night, Michigan's new Republican Governor Rick Snyder agreed. He proposed a new 6% flat corporate income tax. Regardless of what happens, the world can look forward to the movie A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas, filmed in Detroit. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.